Wavesound Audiobooks presents Red Dirt Country by Fleur MacDonald, narrated by Lani Tupu. They say that a feather is a symbol of those who have passed, sending love and support from realms beyond. Every time I see a feather, I think of you. In memory of the beautiful Amy Milne, publicist wonder, dear friend and Pooh Bear lover, who died far too young and left such a gaping hole in many lives. And to those who are precious. Chapter 1. 2000. Deep, ragged breaths tore from Dave as his heart hammered against his chest wall. Heat pulsed through him, and sweat trickled down his brow onto his cheek. Impatiently, he tried to flick the beads away. He wanted to cry out, to fill his lungs. They were burning with the effort of dragging air into them. Heavy footsteps pounded behind him on the pavement. Were they closer? He had to resist turning around to check, so he put his head down and concentrated on running. Running away, one foot in front of the other. His muscles ached with the exertion, and fear swirled around his body. "No," he muttered as he felt a hand on his shoulder. Dave twisted his body one way, then the other, feeling freedom again before he stumbled. Head down, he faltered again, regained his footing, and kept his pace consistent. Fast enough to just be out of reach. Away, away, away. Crack! The sound of a shotgun. Dave's instinct was to yell out. He opened his mouth, but something else, something more deep-seated, terror maybe, made him close it before he could utter a sound. They'd hear him if he cried out, and then they would know where he was. Three more steps, then he lurched as if he'd been pushed forwards. Heat seared through him. He wasn't sure where it was coming from, only heat, not pain. His chest was burning, too. He couldn't catch his breath, and his whole body was on fire. He had to stop. No choice. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, he thought, reaching up to touch his shoulder. Now he could smell blood. He knew without looking that his hand would be red. The river. He had to get to the river. But he was too late. His slowing had meant Bulldust was on top of him, pulling him to the ground, shaking him by the shoulders.
Yard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?